Hi, I'm Charlie, and I'm an alcoholic. So my sobriety date is November 21st, 2023, last year. So I'm from Oregon. I moved down here after I completed 60 days at Turning Point. I actually came here to baptize my son. I have a one-year-old, and my family lives in Tampa. They've lived here for 15 years, so I was the only one in my family living on the West Coast, and I was having a lot of health issues. Couldn't stop drinking, just, you know, the insanity of it all. Like, as much as I tried to control it, do it on my own, there's nothing I could do to slow down my track. So we came out here, my wife and my son and I, and came out on a Friday. Everyone was kind of like looking at me funny. I'm not really knowing what's going on. We made it to Sunday to my family's church, baptized my kid, and Monday morning I had an intervention. And I was like, all right, you know, I did everything. I was, you know, lying about what was going on. I'm like, I don't know, maybe my hygiene is not so good. I'm like weighing about 60 pounds less than I do now. So I really looked like I was on my way out. Like, it was either I'm going to treatment or they had set up appointments at the hospitals to, like, check out, like, oncology specifically. They thought I had, like, some terminal, like, blood cancer or something. Like, it was really bad. And, you know, after them kind of prying at me for a while, once I kind of knew that they knew what was going on, like, I did my best to hide the truth from them. Like, I always like to have control. I have my own business in Oregon, or had, I moved on from it, but I've been, you know, an entrepreneur since I was 20 years old, I'm 34 now, so I'm just very much, you know, usually on top of it, but very much in control of whatever the situation is. So, you know, I was calling them my shit, and they were like, you know, we know you're not in control, it was kind of that point of full surrender. So on that day, I was, you know, just like, are you sure? I could probably sleep it off at your house. They're like, no, we're taking you into Turning Point. Thought I'd be there for 5 days. I didn't really know how sobriety worked. I kind of figured I'd be going back to Oregon. As soon as I was done with the 5 days in treatment. But that was not the case. But, you know, going in there was definitely this huge just relief. Like I think I said, I just, like, fully surrendered. Just the white flag went up when I knew I was, like, busted. Like, it was a weird feeling. I felt like I was being so sneaky for so long, and I had this huge secret, and it was, like, killing me. And so once I knew my family knew, there's this serious relief and willingness just to get help. Not that I knew what that help entailed. I ended up being in treatment for 60 days. I was there from the 20th of November until January 20th. So I missed my son's first birthday. There's lots of consequences with my disease, my illness, with alcoholism, insane debt. But, like, I missed, yeah, his first Christmas, his first birthday, New Year's. Left my wife, you know, taking care of him for 4 months pretty much without me. Today, though, you know, I'm almost 6 months sober, feels great. You know, I have a job. Ended up just for once in my life taking advice. I got a sponsor, you know, within my first week. And I realized that I just couldn't do it myself anymore. So, yeah, I've worked the steps with my sponsor, you know, taken his advice and advice from people that, you know, in my network, and ended up staying here. And my family moved out from Oregon here 4 weeks ago. So now I got my family out here. You know, life's starting to feel like it's together. The same illness, like, disease, like, I fight my own, you know, defects of character and shortcomings every single day. So, like, I just kind of took the same, like, the five things you're supposed to do every day. You know, pray in the morning, pray at night, you know, call your sponsor, call your network, read the literature. So I just do everything I can every day to just stay out of my own way at this point. Instead of me feeling like I'm in control, I got this, you know, look out world. It's more just like, all right, look, Charlie, you know, stay out the way, do the next right thing, keep it simple. And today life's feeling a lot better. So I think that's all I got.